Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Okay, let's do this thing, huh? I mean, what else are you going to do? You got out of bed this morning, you had plans, you want to make something happen, get motivated, get inspired, get stuff done. We can do that, because I get up with the same thing in mind. I did, for myself and for you, and what I happen to do full-time every single day of my life for the last 20 years is this. This is it. Got pretty good at it lately. Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. How's that? So, are you happy and you don't know it? Or maybe to use another word that I prefer over happiness. Are you joyful and you don't know it? I like joyful because happiness kind of says you have to have an outcome. You have to do something to get it. Joyful, you can just choose to be joyful. So are you joyful and you don't know it? That's today's show. It is a Daily Boost. It's me, Scott Smith. Common name, uncommon sense. You get some today. I have some extra. I woke up this morning with an extra dose of common sense. I shall give it to you. Do it with, use it responsibly, okay? I mean, really. I'll make more. There'll be more tomorrow. But today I'm going to give you an idea. Use it if it works for you. Kind of blend it in all that other stuff. That's how this works, by the way. You know that, right? You just pick up bits and pieces here. Then you bring it in. You blend it into all this other stuff you know. You try it out. You see what works. Get a different perspective. And life changes. And thank you for doing that, by the way. Because people who don't do that, they don't grow. Their perspective doesn't get any larger. Their worldview doesn't change. And they're pretty stuck in their ways. And a lot of the challenges we have in this world is for people who are stuck in their ways instead of opening up and evolving a little bit and seeing the world for what it is, which is a big old wacky place with lots of crazy people in it. But I love them, every single one of them. Well, there's a couple I don't really like that much. It's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So my question today is, are you happy? And you don't know it. Or are you joyful and you don't know it, as I like to say. So I don't really remember her name, but I do remember that she was not a happy person because I was at a class reunion. I was up in Virginia. I grew up in Manassas, Virginia. And my mom still lives up in Edinburgh. And I get up there quite a bit. You may have seen me at the tractor pulls. I've been there a couple of times. It's kind of full of the fairgrounds there in Shenandoah Valley. But in this case, I was at a hotel in Manassas walking into a class reunion. And it still kind of feels weird. Back in the old days, you'd show up at a class reunion and you really didn't see anybody for 10 or 20 years, even 30. And nowadays you see them on Facebook every day. So it was very different back in the old days. But I walked in, there was a friend at the table. She was at the registration table. She was volunteering. God bless her. 30 years I've known this lady. Her eyes were tearing up as I walked up to there. And she says, I thought she's happy to see me. And she got up and she ran around the table. She's really happy to see me. My goodness, she's never been this happy to see me before. Look at her. She's crying. She's running at me. And she, oh, Scott, can you help me? I'm not happy. See, one of the things about doing this podcast is that people who know me my entire life listen to me. And they're like, wait a second. Is this the same Scott that was in high school? And after I've known for years, the same guy? Something happened. I turned 34. I freaked out and suddenly started doing this stuff instead of being a shock jock. But she knew that I had this way of being pretty joyful most of the time and that I spent a lot of time helping people around the world do just that as well. So she came out of that seat. She ran around that table. She hugged me. 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 And this was not the first time it's happened to me. I'm a professional. It's happened to me before. It's what I do. And I knew what I was going to say. Of course, I'll help. Just Just let me get settled. We'll talk later. I was buying time is what I was doing. Oh my God, what am I going to say? You ever done that? You know exactly what you're going to do, but it catches you off guard. You don't know what you're going to say. What are you going to do when a lady runs around? She's crying. She's hugging you. She's screaming, help me. I'm not happy. Oh no, what am I going to do? Turns out nothing. Didn't have to do too much. And I knew that. So my friend was a member of what I call the Always Club. You may have heard me mention that before. I kind of put labels on things sometimes. And all I mean by that is I've always wanted to be thin. I've always wanted to be in shape. I've always wanted more purpose in my life. I always wanted to find my purpose in life. I've always wanted to make more money. I've always... fill in the blank. I'll give you a second. Go ahead. Just put your own in there. That's fine. But it's always, it just goes on and on and on. And you see these people all the time. And I think people fall into kind of two categories. They're always doing something. It's good for them or bad for them. Or they're always striving for something. It's good for them or bad for them. It's, I guess it's four categories. So I was a member of the Always Club. Myself, I was. Proudly so, as a matter of fact. Along with about a gazillion other folks collectively trying to figure out life's secrets. Are you trying to do that? I am. I don't think we're ever going to figure them all out. I think it's the reason we're here. So, Scott, I need to figure stuff out now. I need to be successful. I need to be happy. I need to be joyful. But yeah, but the reason you're here is to figure out how to do all that stuff, right? It's so confusing. Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's always been confusing. We'll figure it out. But who knew it was going to take most of us 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, way beyond high school and middle school, back when I used to wear Husky pants. Oh, they were a beautiful purple, though. 50, 60 years for some people, 70 years sometimes, to realize we've never done what we always wanted to do. Now, like I said, I'm not in that club anymore because pretty much these days when I decide I want to do something, I do it. I don't play in that club anymore. It's like, I just got off the phone with a client a moment ago. He said, you know, what I like about you is you make a decision and it just happens. You just go do it. I said, yep. So it could take me a while to make a decision, but when I do, I do it. And people go, what happened? I said, well, you didn't realize I was thinking all this time about something? Yeah, but I thought you were just thinking about it. I didn't know you were going to do it. And then I'd do it. How do you think my motorcycle showed up in the garage last time? So if that sounds familiar, it's not your fault. That kind of, I don't know, trying to figure out life secrets. Sometimes a secret, by the way, is how to close a deal, how to make more money, how to make a sales call. By the way, if you want to know how to make a sales call, I have some advice. Pick up the phone. Pretty easy. Hey, how you doing? Done. But unlike the common cold, you can't sit around and wait for 7 days or a week, whichever you prefer, to do what you say you want to do, or you'll always be a member of the Always Club for the rest of your life, you will. And it's kind of sad when that happens. Because if you have all these dreams, ambitions, and realities, and ambitions, and things that you want to be doing, if you have all that stuff, and you're dreaming about it, you're thinking about it, and every now and then you have some time to really, really get serious about it. I got some time, I'm going to sit down and write. I've got an hour this weekend. I can focus on me. I'm going to do it this weekend. What a way to live. When really, we'll talk about this later on this week, is it's a quick decision to get there. But you have to make that decision. You have to be willing to act on it. And even if you don't know how, you know it's a quick decision. You know it. It's one of those things. It's like having a bad job. I got to make my decision to quit my bad job. I hate my job. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm just going to sit here. It's going to be a bad job my entire life. And then suddenly one day you get laid off, you get fired. I got unemployment. Look, I got 2 weeks off and I get a better job after that. Life is good. Why didn't I quit before that happened anyway? Tell me I am not dead on right on with that one, huh? I am. Dead on right on. Right on, right on, right on. Here's what I said to my friend. I said, you know, you've always wanted something, but you haven't been denied. It hasn't disappeared. It hasn't passed you by. And somebody else didn't take it. You've just been living your life, and there is nothing wrong with that. Just remember, you're always wanting something is still alive and well. It's living in your future. It's waiting for you as long as you want to go after it. That's it. So go after it. She hugged me. She hugged me. She hugged me. You go after it. And when you get it, you come and hug me. That's the price of admission today, okay? See you tomorrow.